Wouldn't you just love to swap your everyday for ancient castles, maybe some misty glens, even a legendary monster, perhaps?
Yeah.
Get ready, because we're diving into a plan that could put you right in the heart of Scotland.
That's right. What we're looking at today, it's less like a document and more. Well, more like a map, really. A plan for an amazing trip called Best of Scotland.
Exactly. And what we're doing here is basically unpacking this specific tour, showing you exactly what you'd get, the experiences, the sights, all the key stuff laid out.
Yes, from Edinburgh's history to the wilds of Skye, and then, hitting the buzz of Glasgow.
So let's crack open this plan, see where your Scottish story might begin.
Okay, so it kicks off in Edinburgh, Scotland's capital, obviously.
Day one is pretty much arrival. You land, get to your hotel, which, by the way, sounds like a really nice downtown spot check-in, and then.
And then the day is yours, completely free.
Oh, nice. So you can kind of ease into it.
Exactly. Settle in, maybe wander a bit, or just soak up that Edinburgh vibe,
Yeah.
your pace.
I like that immediate flexibility. Gives you a breather or, lets you dive straight in if you're eager.
Definitely. Then day two, that's when the sort of guided part really kicks in, right
Right.
into the old city's heart.
Okay, so after breakfast.
Yep. You meet your guide, an expert, for a 4-hour walk through the old town. Think history, cobblestones, the works.
And that means walking the Royal Mile, right? That famous street.
Absolutely. It's the main artery, really. Connects Edinburgh Castle, sitting high up there, all the way down to the Palace of Holyrood House.
It's like walking through time.
It really is. And what's smart about this plan for the castle visit,
Okay.
your guide gives you this really thorough history briefing before you go inside.
Ah, so you know what you're looking at.
Precisely. You understand the context, the importance of the place, that you explore it yourself. Inside, you'll see the honors of Scotland, the crown jewels, the
Wow.
huge old cannon, Mons Meg, and maybe even catch the 1 o'clock gun firing.
Okay, and the tickets included for the castle.
Tickets included, yep. And the guided walk finishes just outside. So you're free then to spend ages inside if you want. No rush.
Perfect. And after the castle, still free.
Totally. Explore more of the city, head back to the hotel, whatever you feel like.
Then day three sounds like pure freedom.
It is. A whole day just for you in Edinburgh. Do your own thing.
The plan suggests a few places, like the Scottish Gallery of Arts or maybe the Queen's Gallery.
Yeah, or that our dynamic earth place here, Holyrood. Good options.
But you're not locked into those.
Not at all. They're just ideas. There's also a note about choosing an optional tour if you'd rather do something more structured that day. Tailor it to yourself.
Right, got it. So options. Then, day four, it's time to move on.
Yeah, after breakfast and checking out, you head north.
Okay, leaving Edinburgh behind, where to next?
The journey takes you up towards Inverness, often called the capital of the Highlands.
Ah, the Highland.
Yep, you'll get there, check into your hotel, and again, you've got the rest of that arrival day free. Time to settle into your new base.
Sort of prepping for the next big adventure.
Exactly. Because day five, well, day five is the big one.
This is Skye.
This is Skye, a full day group tour into Scotland's just incredible wild nature. It's an early start from Inverness.
Okay, early start, heading out. Where first?
You travel along the Great Glen Fault Line, that's this huge geological rift, basically heading towards Loch Ness.
The Loch Ness, looking for Nessie.
Haha, well, you can keep an eye out. You'll also pass Urquhart Castle ruins right on the loch shore. Great views from afar.
Sounds amazing already.
Then the drive continues west, and the Highland scenery just gets more and more dramatic. You reach Eileen Donan Castle.
Oh, I think I've seen pictures. The one on the little island.
That's the one. They say it's the most photographed castle in Scotland. Just stunning.
Can you go inside?
You have a choice. You can go in, but the plan notes that the entrance fee for Eileen Donan isn't included, unlike Edinburgh Castle. So you can pay to go in or just enjoy the views from outside.
Okay, good to know.
Also, a little note here, if your tour group happens to be small, like fewer than 7 people, they might combine you with other travelers for this day tour. Just something to be aware of.
Right. So after Eileen Donan, it's time for Skye itself.
Yes. Over the sea to sky, as the song goes, you cross the bridge onto the island.
What's the drive like on Skye?
Incredible. You head up the east coast through the Red Quillan Mountains, really rugged, beautiful peaks. There's a photo stop planned at Sligachan, famous for its river views with the mountains behind.
Nice. And then.
Then you arrive in Portree, which is Skye's main town. Brightly colored houses around the harbor. You get free time there for lunch.
A chance to grab a bite and explore the town a bit.
Exactly. Before heading out again to see some of Skye's really iconic landscapes.
This is the really wild stuff.
Oh yeah, you're heading for the Trotternish Peninsula. This is where you find things like the Old Man of Stor.
That famous rock stack.
Yep, unforgettable. And Kilt Rock, which has this waterfall that drops right into the sea. And the Quirang, it's this bizarre, amazing landslick area. Truly unique scenery.
Wow, that sounds almost unreal.
It kind of is. Then, on a way back towards the mainland, there's a stop in a place called Kyliken.
For what?
Refreshments, basically. And you can see the ruin of Castle Moyle there, or get views of the sky bridge you crossed earlier, and the little island underneath it, Eilean Ban.
And the drive back to Inverness, yeah. Same route.
No, and this is great. The plan says the return journey takes a different route.
Oh, brilliant. So you see even more.
Exactly. More chances just to gaze out the window at that incredible Highland scenery.
Fantastic. So that's day 5 packed full. What about day 6?
Day 6 starts with breakfast in Inverness, check out. And then you're traveling again, this time south.
Heading towards the end of the trip.
Towards the final city stop, yeah. You're heading to Glasgow.
Scotland's biggest city, right?
Yeah, that's the one. You arrive, check into your hotel, and like the other arrival days, you get some leisure time to start exploring Glasgow on your own.
Get a first impression.
Mm-hmm. Then day 7 really digs into Glasgow. It starts with another guided walk.
Like in Edinburgh?
Similar idea, yeah. A 4-hour walking tour with a local guide showing you the city's highlights, its gems, and talking about its history.
What's Glasgow like? Different from Edinburgh?
Very different feel. It's a big port city on the River Clyde, famous for shipbuilding historically.
Oh.
But it's also got this amazing Victorian and Art Nouveau architecture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really impressive buildings. Plus, great museums. The plan recommends the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum for afterwards. And really good shopping, too. It's got a lot of energy.
Sounds cool. A real contrast.
It is. And speaking of Glasgow's history and culture, the plan includes something very Scottish for the afternoon.
Let me guess. Whiskey.
You got it.
Yeah.
A 1-hour guided tour at the Clydeside Distillery.
Ah, excellent. What do you do there?
You get to meet the people making the whiskey, learn about how the industry started right there in Glasgow, and apparently there's a great view over the river from the stillhouse.
And tasting.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The best part, maybe, a tasting of 3 wee drams after the tour.
Wee drams, small tastes.
Exactly. Little samples. And getting there is easy. The plan includes transfers to and from the distillery.
That's handy. Takes care of the logistics.
Yeah, makes it simple.
So that sounds like a great Glasgow day. And then day 8.
Day 8 is departure day. Breakfast at the hotel, check out, and then you head off carrying all those Scottish memories.
Okay, so if we zoom out now, what's the overall picture here? What does this plan really give you?
Well, it lays out a journey that seems really well supported. The basics are covered. Those really nice downtown hotels.
Right, the accommodation.
The guided tours with expert English-speaking guides in the cities. Those breakfasts every morning to start your day.
And the entrance fees.
Key ones are included. It mentions the Scott Monument, Arthur's Seat, and more. And interestingly, it actually lists those twice in the source material. Maybe just to emphasize, they're definitely covered.
Okay, plus Edinburgh Castle, but not Eilean Donan.
Correct. And all your main travel between cities is sorted, according to the itinerary. Tickets, transport, all that.
And you get met at the airport.
Yep, professional meet and greet service when you arrive. Plus, there's a support team you can reach out to before you even go and while you're there.
So it's like the structure is there to handle the hassle.
That's exactly the impression. It handles the logistics, so you can just focus on experiencing Scotland.
Looking back, we've covered a lot. Edinburgh's history, the Royal Mile, the castle.
Then that jump into the wild highlands and Skyloch Ness, Eilean Donan, the stunning island landscapes.
And finishing in Glasgow, that vibrant city feel, the architecture, the whiskey.
It's a real mix, isn't it? History, incredible nature, city culture.
Yeah, this deep dive has really painted a clear picture of what this specific Scottish adventure could look like for you. The flow, the highlights, the support, it's all laid out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It gives you a solid idea of the structure and the key moments you'd encounter.
So here's something to think about. You've heard about this journey, moving from ancient sites to wild landscapes, then to a buzzing modern city with deep industrial roots. How might experiencing all those different parts of Scotland woven together like this change your perspective? How might seeing those connections between past, present, and nature firsthand shape how you feel about the country?